So step one is to work and realize the bitachin. That means the things you are bitachin, you're confident in, to realize that you're bitachin Hashem. Once you feel that everything you have in your box, in your confidence, in your avoida, and you klar, you're going to start having hergeshim of step two. There's going to be natural hergeshim. That things you don't have yet, you're going to start feeling that you're going to get them. In other words, a guy, he has a relationship, he's a kid. He has certain things, he's betech in his parents. The parents always provide him, right? He's betech in his parents, they're going to give him food, they're going to give him clothing. He knows that. All of a sudden, you go over to him, you tell him, will your parents help you get a shidduch when you get older? The parents never did it for him yet. But all of a sudden, he starts having a geishim. Of course, my parents are going to help me with a shidduch. My parents want to take care of me. They're going to help me find a shidduch. Maybe they won't be able to get one, but at least they'll try, even though they never did it for him yet. Where do those hergeshim come from? They come from his akara in everything that he has from them. So the avoidus habitachin, the work of the betachin has to be in what's betuach. The avoida means the work of betachin is in what's betuach and what you're betuach in. Every single person is in a different box. Some people are betuach in this thing, other people are not. Each person has their relationship that they're living in. L'mashal, you have a family that never takes the kids to Disneyland. Never. You go with the kids, say, will your father take you to Disneyland? The kid's like, probably not. He's not betuach. He's not in the relationship of what's usually done, that family. You go with a different kid, will your father take you to Disneyland? Of course, the father takes every chalmai to Disneyland. So it is in the box. Each person has their betach, box of their betuachin. The avoidance of betachin is to be makir that every single thing that you're getting is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then when you start realizing that it's really coming from Him, you're going to start getting certain feelings. And those feelings that come from your avoida being makir, that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those feelings is gold. That's what we're trying to get to. But if it doesn't come from the work and what you have, then it's mamish, a waste of time. It's nothing. It's garnish with garnish. The guy has no shachas to Rabbeinu Shalom. The guy has no shachas to Rabbeinu Shalom. He buys a lottery ticket and says, I betachin, I'm going to win. It's total narish guy. Wait, I think he's going to win the lottery. You have won a lottery before? You betach, he's going to win a lottery? What shachas? Go to any years. He'll tell you. He's betach, he's going to win a lottery. It's total nonsense. It's insanity. He never won a lottery in his life. What shachas to winning a lottery? Why are you betachin that? Because he had a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw what Hashem's doing. Why is David HaMelech Beteach? He's going to win the war. Every time he went away, he was a Beteach. You know why? Because the last 50 wars he won. How did he start? You know how it started? Shaul HaMelech told him, are you out of your mind? You're going to go fight Goliath? What did he say? Gamasa ri gamasa daiv hikasav decha. I already fought off a lion and a bear. It means Hashem is marach of the relationship. It's Hashem. When you work on the relationship, David Melech had a big relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw the relationship grow. He said, oh, wow, I fought for a lion. That means I can fight Goliath. The relationship grew, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it grow.